Hello, and welcome to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur, where Hayut Yogev speaks with entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs about reaching or missing the critical point of approaching the right customer with the right message at the right time and place. The point where business success starts. And here is your host, Hayut Yogev.
Reach or Miss, episode 51. Dan Norton has been ranked as a top 100 digital marketing influencer and is an international speaker who went from knowing nothing about digital and social media marketing to growing an award-winning six-figure digital marketing agency with his brother Lloyd in under 2.5 years. Dan's also a contributor for a variety of key marketing publications, including Social Media Examiner, Content Marketing Institute, and Jeff Bullis' blog. Dan Norton, what a pleasure to have you here. Hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's so great to have you. I'm really happy you are here. I just shared with our listeners what you've done until now, and I would like you to share with us, what are you passionate about? What are you doing right now? And where are you heading?
I'm passionate about a lot of things, to be honest, but I guess
that's good.
But I guess one of the main kind of things I'm passionate about is really education, is educating and helping other people get to grips with the successful social media and digital marketing strategies that we've used to grow our business. And we do this through a variety of channels, through creating educational content, through speaking at events, through doing podcasts like this. And I guess if I was to look at what we enjoy doing most and what we're really passionate about, it's educating.
Yeah, you can tell by your LinkedIn, by your Twitter, you can say that that's what you're looking to do. And it's also that you did it quite fast, this learning this new world, isn't it?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I think it was to do with kind of being so passionate about wanting to learn and putting things into practice and trying and testing lots of different things that really kind of helped it happen in a very short space of time rather than kind of doing it over a few years. It's only taken, a couple of years to kind of get to where we are. So it's been a roller coaster.
What made you get into this world? How did it happen?
Basically, I did a marketing degree at university. I learned nothing about digital marketing or social media. It was all kind of traditional marketing. And then which was strange. I actually decided not to do any kind of digital or social media modules. But I basically went straight into a graduate scheme at a company in London. Worked my way up the ranks there, learned how to run a business, learned how about customer service, sales, marketing. And then it was really a high pressure job. I learned a lot, but I quit because it was just too much for me. And I went traveling around Thailand and it gave me, it's a lovely place. So it gave me a chance to really think about what I wanted to do. And I started to become obsessed with kind of learning how to grow an audience on social media, about creating content, about writing articles and blogs and things like that. And just started to really dive in and started building my own community online and built up a fairly big community on Twitter. And I thought, I can help other businesses do this. So started KPS Digital Marketing, started helping other companies. My brother came on board and brought a new set of skills in. And it's really gone from there to just continuing to learn, execute, and improve what we're doing constantly and get kind of more customers in a variety of different industries. And that's how we've got to where we are now.
That's great. And where are you heading? What do you have in front of you? Is just keep educating people?
Well, we're ultimately the kind of big picture of this is we want to continue growing a really successful business. And ultimately, the business has kind of taken, it's kind of evolved as we've gone through the growth of our business. We're moving more and more towards educating, towards running training sessions and workshops and speaking at more events and that kind of thing. So I guess kind of the end goal is to be really spending most of our time training, educating, creating educational content. We do a lot of that at the moment, but obviously we've still got to do client work and things like that. The goal is to be creating lots of really educational and entertaining and informative resources and speaking at events and that kind of thing.
Yeah, sometimes it seems to us that everyone is talking social media because we are doing that and the people around us doing that. But it seems that it will take a long, long time and a lot of learning to do and a lot of new things and new skills that come in every month.
Exactly.
So it seems like you are going to have a very interesting work and for a long time.
I hope so. I really hope so. Yeah, it seems that way.
Can you describe in a few words who your customers are and how did you figure out that they are going to be your customer? How did you figure out that?
Sure. So, I mean, starting out almost 3 years ago now, to be honest, I really didn't know specifically who our customers would be. I had an idea that it would be local businesses that needed help with their online marketing, but I really didn't know. And what it's taken is over the past 3 years, it's taken experience, and it's taken us, you know, working with different companies, different size companies in different industries with different mindsets to really understand who are the right customers for us now. I mean, now we work with a variety of organizations, from kind of big multinational organizations to small startups to kind of personal brands. There's a big variety in the people we work with, which really kind of keeps our job exciting and fun, because we get to experience a lot of different kind of customers. And yeah, it's just a big variety of.
And what can you find in common about the companies? What is the like for those companies that you are dealing with?
Sure. So that's a really interesting question. And what we've come to learn really is the best customers for us have a few kind of similarities. So first of all, they really understand the value in what we do. So, you know, starting out, when we started out in business, we were really had the mindset where, right, we need to get income. We need to, anyone that wants to work with us, we want to work with. Because, you know, we're just starting out and we need to get out there. But we've soon come to realize that, you know, we our best customers are the people that really value what we do. They understand, you know, they don't need convincing and us kind of chasing them, saying, come on, do this great social media stuff, work with us. The people who you chase always tend to be the customers that are never satisfied and are the hardest work, basically. One thing is mindset. So they understand the value in what we do. Also understanding that, this whole social media digital marketing thing isn't just a magic pill that you do one thing and boom, you know, you get this amazing results from. They truly understand that this is something that needs to really be kind of intertwined with their business, with all different elements. They need a team on board that's going to really make this a success. So that's another thing. And also, finally, customers that have similar values to us, customers that really we can relate to. And, you know, our three kind of core values are, first of all, to have fun. Secondly, secondly, to grow and make money for us and for our clients. And finally, to kind of live our values through everything we do. So, you know, customers who are really in line with those values, we seem to have the best relationships with, get the best results for. And they're the kind of people we want to look for to work with.
It's so great. I really love that. Mm. I think it's one of the beautiful definitions of customers, because you didn't talk about geography or sizes or how much money they make, but you did talk about really everything about mindsets. Mm. It's very interesting because we're talking about social media and connecting and engaging, and so it is everything about mindsets.
Exactly.
It's great. You just talked about your customers, and I want to ask you, what is your best advice to any entrepreneur, business owner or startup founder regarding their customers' approach and focus? What is the best advice? What is the most important thing?
Sure. So really, I only ever like to give advice around things that we've done and had success with. So I'm really going to focus the answer to this question on how we've gone about it. And I think for us, it's the best way to go about it. And we've really gone about growing our business and generating business and getting clients and customers through kind of inbound marketing. So we don't do any kind of outbound going out and reaching out to a potential customer saying, hey, come and work with us. You know, what we do and what we focus on is creating as much value adding content that's, you know, helping and attracting our customers to us, building relationships with those customers over time, and them kind of coming to us and saying, hey, I've seen what you're doing. We're interested in working with you. So my number one tip would be to truly understand who your customer is, first of all, and then do all of the great digital and social and content marketing things that will help attract those people to you, rather than going out there and trying to find them. Now, I'm not saying that that strategy doesn't work. There's lots of great, you know, companies and organizations that go out there and call people directly and that kind of thing. But for us, our customers have been so great to us because we haven't had to convince them to work with us. They've seen, you know, this is across the board. They always say, oh, we've seen what you're doing and we really want to speak to you. You know, they're the kind of, that's kind of my number one tip that's worked for us.
You know, inbound marketing is something new. The word inbound is new, but marketing is all about create the demand. Mm. And that's exactly what you're talking about. Create the awareness to your existence, yep, of what you are doing. But my question to you is, it seems everybody is doing inbound marketing and everybody is writing about social media and everybody is writing about how to write content. So how do you manage to actually stand out?
Sure. Great question. And the answer to that is that you, the person who is trying to stand out,
sure,
the thing that makes you different from everyone else is you. It's your personality. It's you. It's your personal brand. That's what truly, truly makes you different. So, you know, if you're listening to this thinking, how can I stand out? Everyone's talking about social media. Everyone's talking about digital marketing. You really need to think about, you know, how do you want to come across? Like, what are your interests? And really focus on putting yourself across to the outside world in a way which is all around your personality traits. And, you know, you may be quite funny. You may just have like really geeky knowledge on a specific topic. Whatever it is that makes you, you, you know, it sounds kind of cliche, but you really need to
Doesn't sound cliche at all. Mm. But what I want to ask you is, okay, so what made it for you? What was your you?
Okay, what's my me? I guess kind of it's difficult to say because it's just me being me and my brother as well, who's like one of our co-founders, being himself as well. I guess we're kind of very, as a brand, as a company and, you know, as a team, we're very down to earth. We try and kind of be lighthearted and have fun with what we do. We're all about fun and creativity. Something we don't like is, you know, sleazy salespeople trying to kind of con you, you know, the classic guy with like the watches in his coat. We're ultimately the complete opposite to that. And we want to come across as us, as a company that really values helping other people. And like, we're a genuine family business that really wants to help people. And we honestly don't want to work with any customers that we don't think we can help, because in the long term, that's not going to be good for us. So we're really honest with, you know, some opportunities where we think, you know what, we don't think we're the best company for this and we don't want to take it on because it's not a good fit. And that's kind of taken the last 3 years to realize that's how we need to be, because if we just went for everything and tried to take on everything, we wouldn't be ensuring that we're keeping as many customers happy as possible.
That's fantastic. I know you have a lot of successes in this very short time, and it's very impressive, and we'll talk about it in a minute. But I want to ask you about your biggest, most critical failure with customers, the one that really affected your journey.
Sure.
Can you share that with us?
Sure. So you're right. We have had some really good successes, but we've had 100 times more failures than the successes that...
Oh!
But, you know, my whole thing is you need to fail and fail and fail and fail to improve. And,
sure,
you know, especially looking back to the early days when we started out in business, we knew 1% of what we know now. So we are making a lot of failures, not just... You know, I mean, we weren't a complete failure because we've got to where we are today, but a lot of small things that happened. And to be honest, we have failures with every single customer. We have some kind of failure with, but we have a lot of successes as well. And it's the failures that help us improve what we're doing, because, you know, for example, we don't know the ultimate best marketing strategy for our clients straight away. We have to try and test different things. But when we started out, we worked with a company that produces some really cool products, and we basically were helping them with their social media and their content. And we actually had, first of all, we created a short video for them on a mobile just to show them whilst we met them, to say, hey, look, this is the kind of thing you can do with video. You should be creating more videos. And we posted the video, and that video... You know, this is leading to a failure. So, but that video pretty much went viral and got over 5 million views on Facebook.
Oh.
And it was incredible. So there was a huge success.
Oh.
But
yeah, there is a but here.
After that, you know, they were wild and they thought, we've got to invest in this. So after that, we actually, we thought we were improving what we were doing by, we created a load of really professionally edited video content and used the same strategy we'd used for that video. And we were like, right, now we're really taking things to the next level. It's really professional. We've got great lighting, great equipment. It's, you know, HD quality. And then, and we actually never had the same success as we had with that one video. All of the videos following never got close to the success of that video. So I guess that's an example of a failure in terms of we really wowed the customer at the start, but then their expectations were so high that all of the things we were doing after that weren't quite hitting the mark. So another example, I'll give you one more, is with pitching. You know, we pitch for a lot of to do a lot of projects, and we obviously don't win every single pitch. Even recently, we've pitched for a big kind of opportunity to be speaking at events, a set of like 10 events up and down the UK. We invested a load of time in really making sure we were showing really cool examples of stuff we've done in the past. We even created a custom video for them to show them. And we heard back yesterday that we didn't win that. So, you know, we were gutted, but onwards and upwards, positive attitude, and we're really kind of striving for the next big win that we're going to get. So we have lots of failures, but they help us to improve and get more successes.
That sounds great. And thank you for sharing. And now I want you to tell us about your biggest, most significant success story, the greatest success story that as a result of the right customer focus or something that you did right about approaching your customers.
Sure. So ultimately, we really measure our successes, not just on what we think is brilliant, but really the reactions and the results we get with our clients. So just to give you an example of something recently, we were contacted by a company in Bulgaria, an events management company in Bulgaria, about a year ago now, who basically wanted us to develop a set of workshops to deliver to around 200 people. And that was last October, so October 2017. So we won the business, we delivered the workshops, and the event organizers were over the moon. We had the people in the audience were just so, so happy. I got a ton of messages after saying how brilliant the workshops were and how much they'd learned and that kind of thing. And they'd actually booked us to go back. And I went back to deliver the same workshops to another group in February, which was really, really good. That was a sign that they, you know, they were pleased with what we delivered. And then after February, they booked me to go back to deliver them in Serbia in June. So just kind of, yeah, that's, I guess, one recent success because of their, you know, they're continuing to book us to come back and things. Also, a variety, we do strategy sessions with customers in London as well. And a recent one where we worked with a lady who's an influencer in the property industry, and we did a whole day of strategy. It was really tiring, but I could tell that throughout the whole session that, you know, you get a good feeling that they're really gaining value from what you're doing. Yeah. And afterwards, unexpectedly, the lady I was kind of, we were doing the strategy session with and her team posted on social media just this really incredible post saying how valuable the session was. And from that, we've actually generated a lot more business because of them saying, you know, how great the session was. So there's just a couple of examples of recent things that we've done.
Sounds so great.
Yeah.
Can you think of what made it such a success, this strategy, for instance?
Sure. So I guess the workshops in Bulgaria were a real success. One of the main things was to preparation. We invested a lot of time in preparing and beforehand and understanding who the audience are, understanding what their needs are, and then really putting a set of workshops together that really got the audience involved and practiced and made sure it was really kind of top notch. So I guess preparation was key for that one. The other one I mentioned about the kind of property influence. The strategy session. One of the main things was, sorry, she actually mentioned beforehand that when she contacted us, she'd already been following us for a year and seeing everything we're doing in terms of the content we were creating, the articles we were writing. And when she called, she already knew that she was going to work with us. And it was all down to, she was mentioning things, you know, oh, how was that the other week? I saw you were doing this. I saw you were working with those people, you know, because we create a lot of content, storytelling content to show people what we're up to. And I think that really helped because she already felt like she knew, liked and trusted us. before even booking to work with us. So that was a huge, had a huge impact on the success of that.
Wow, great. And now I want to ask you for a recommendation of the best or most effective technological or digital tool, not because I want to add one to the list, but because there are so many out there and I want to find the one that works for the successful people, and I want to find the one that works for you.
Sure. Obviously, this whole kind of podcast is related to the customer. So I kind of racking my brains thinking about the tool that's helped us most in terms of our customers and managing those successfully. And there's one tool that really sticks out that has had a huge, huge, huge impact on our business in lots of positive ways. And that is HubSpot.
Oh,
yeah. So we, about 2 years ago, we... when we started to get more business, we needed a way of effectively managing our sales funnel, managing our customer relations. And we did a lot of research into tools that you can use to do that. And we decided to go with HubSpot. And since then, it's completely changed our business for the better. We're ultimately able to manage the relationships with our clients really effectively. We know where they are, at what stage in their sales funnel. We get reminders to tell us, you know, nudges to say, give this person a call to follow up with them and that kind of thing. And it really has helped us with, you know, managing our customers, converting more leads into sales, and ultimately keeping our customers happy as well, because we constantly know what they're up to, where they are, and what we need to do next to ensure that they're happy.
Great. It's not the first time that we have a recommendation of HubSpot, but I really love this recommendation. It goes together with the inbound marketing that we're talking about. Is there any person, like a service provider, mentor, consultant, or advertiser, someone that really had a major impact of your customer success and can help other entrepreneurs as well?
Yeah. Oh, God, there's loads of people. We pretty much built a whole business around self-educating and teaching ourselves through these people who were providing educational content to us. So there's people like Mike Stelzner, the founder of Social Media Examiner, who, you know, we learned so much from that website. I know there's lots of other contributors who write articles, but he's had a big impact. Chris Ducker, another guy who we mentioned earlier, his kind of personal branding advice has been really useful. Another guy called Chris Cubby, who's a marketer from Copenhagen, his content on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, he shares really, one of the things that I've learned most from him is he's running an agency as well. So he shares his challenges and the failures and things, and it's helped us to kind of overcome those things as well. So yeah, there's lots. Oh, another guy, Stephen Bartlett, who is running the fastest growing social media agency in Europe. He shares lots of great stuff as well.
Wow. There are many things that really affect success. However, usually there is, you know, one factor that is really most significant. And I want to ask you, what is your key success factor?
Yeah.
What really influenced or impacted your success?
There's a few things. Do I have to choose one, or can I choose a few?
No, you can choose a few.
Okay, thank you.
Let's start with the most.
Okay, the most. So, you know, the most important thing I'd say that's impacted our success is ultimately having a passion for what we're doing. If we didn't have the passion and, you know, the passion to work the extra hours, to put the extra effort in, to do the things that other people weren't doing to be successful, if we didn't have that passion, we definitely wouldn't be where we are today. So having a true passion for social media and digital marketing content creation and being creative in that space has really, really, I'd say that's had the biggest impact on the success of our business. The second thing, which also has had a huge impact, is actually having a partner in the business who brings a different set of skills who you can bounce ideas off. So that's my brother Lloyd, and we really are, you know, a great team. And if it wasn't for him and us working together, we definitely wouldn't be where we are today, because he brings a completely different set of skills and ideas and concepts to the table that has really, you know, it's made us a lot more successful than if it was just me, you know, on my own. And the final thing, I guess, the final thing is patience, is making decisions day in, day out that are purely focused on the long term and not just, you know, having short term, thinking short term. So not just taking on every piece of work we possibly can because it's good for income in the short term, actually thinking, you know, who are the people we want to work with that we know will help our business in the long term? you know, not being sleazy sales, trying to get everyone to buy our products and services, but thinking, right, let's build relationships with these people over a long period of time so that ultimately they know, like, and trust us, and they will, you know, become a customer or tell their friends about how great our content is in the long term, because we're not constantly, you know, pummeling them in the head with a sales message.
Wow, I love them, all three of them, but the fact that you are working together, you and your brother, is so beautiful. I think it's great. And you're getting along so well together. I think it's great. And the last question before I'll ask you what is the best way to contact you, the last question is our mountain question. And since I believe this whole journey of marketing and taking ownership of the category in the mind of the consumers, it's like climbing a mountain. I want to ask you whether you ever climbed a mountain. I'm talking about physical mountain. Yep. Or wished to climb a mountain, or you are wishing to climb a mountain. Do you have any mountain relationships in your past?
Yeah, so a few things. I've never, like, climbed a mountain, but I'm a keen skier. So I go up the mountain on a chairlift every year and ski down it. So that's kind of one mountain-related thing that I do. The other thing isn't actually a mountain, but it's something which kind of is something that me and my brother will definitely do at some point. And I'll give you the backstory. We basically we're going to do the Camino, which is the walk that you do across Spain. And ultimately, because my dad did it, and he's been a big, big mentor to us. He's been, you know, I didn't mention him earlier, but he's been one of the biggest mentors, because he's been a very successful businessman for the last 20 plus years. And he's really mentored us to help us grow our business. And he did the Camino, and he keeps going on saying, boys, I really want you both to do the Camino, and it'll mean a lot to me. So we've both agreed that at some point we're going to together do that Camino, you know, maybe with our dad, or I don't know, but we're definitely going to do it.
It's so great. And we'll put a link to the Camino that perhaps somebody else would like to do that.
Yeah.
Then what is the best way for anyone that wants to be in touch with you? What is the best way to connect with you?
Sure. Well, our website is kpsdigitalmarketing.co.uk. We're present on lots of social media channels. I guess if you just search for KPS Digital Marketing or Daniel Knowlton or Lloyd Knowlton, my brother. But I guess the place where you can get the quickest response from me from is Twitter. So we'll link my Twitter name, but just search Daniel Knowlton on Twitter and you'll find me.
We'll do that, and we'll put all the links on the show notes of this interview. I want to thank you. It has been really fun talking with you, and it's a great story, and you did it so fast and so impressively. So just keep winning. You are
thank
a winner.
You. It's been great to be here. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. And for you, our listeners, until the next time, it all goes down to this. You either reach or miss. Keep reaching your goals and vision. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur. You can find all the information, links, and resources that was mentioned at the show in our website, reachormiss.com. See you next week.